This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 45. Three easy steps for an IELTS newbie.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll get a three-step plan if you have a month to prepare or if you have a year to prepare. Hey, Jessica, how's it going today? What's up in Portland?
Lindsay. Sun is what's up here.
Oh, I'm jealous. We're a bit cloudy out here in Boston today.
It's like where I'm in beach weather already. I am in like full on camping beach mode. I just want to go outside, go swimming, sleep under the sky.
Oh, that's amazing. And the coastline of, maybe we've said this before, but the coastline of Oregon is just absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my gosh. Have you been here?
Yeah. I've done some camping out there and some traveling. Oh. It's great.
Yeah, it's amazing. In like Northern California and Oregon, and I'm sure Washington too, there's all these hiker biker campsites. It's free usually. If you hike or bike into the campground, you can have like a free campsite.
Oh my God. So we want to recommend to our listeners, if they have a chance to visit the U.S., to definitely get out to Portland to say hi to Jessica and to,
totally.
To do some camping, right?
Let me know. I'll meet up with you guys. That would awesome. Be super fun. We can have an IELTS Energy party at a little happy hour. Go for a bike ride.
Love it. All right. Very cool. So we'll dream about our vacation in Portland. And now let's get into IELTS. Let's do it.
Oh, right. That's why we're here. Right.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Jessica, one of our listeners wrote in to ask, you know, this person's test is coming up, let's say, for example, in a month or 2 months. Mm-hmm. And this person wanted to know what he should do first, what the first three things are that he should do to get ready for this exam.
Oh my goodness. Well, firstly, I hope you guys plan ahead a little bit more than 1 or 2 months.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's tough. But, I understand that, you know, maybe you didn't realize that you had to take this test.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, and then all of a sudden your university tells you, oh, no, we do require this test in order to come here or something. So yeah, I could see where that might happen. I think, the first thing you should do is go to a bookstore, go to a library and look at a book that has practice tests in it. You don't have to buy anything yet, but at least look at a book that has some practice tests so you could see if it looks understandable to you or not. Do you think that this is going to be difficult for you? I would definitely do a practice test. Also, you can do that online. And we should get some resources for our listeners to find the practice tests online. But yeah, look at some practice tests, do a practice test. And if you have 2 months, I would find a teacher to work with, either online or in a school. We've talked about that choice before, but find a good teacher who can tell you the strategies and teach you what to do, on the test.
Okay. So it's not just any teacher, right? And maybe not even any teacher that says that they can do IELTS. It really does need to be a teacher that has strategies and systems, right, Jessica?
Exactly. Do your research, guys. My goodness, especially if it's only like a month or two months away, like don't waste your time. You need to find an IELTS professional, an expert that knows how to approach each part of the test, because it's all different and there's little details that are very important and can be the difference between getting a 5 and a 6 or a 6 or a 7,
Absolutely.
Yeah, find someone to help you, but unless you're an advanced student, don't try and prepare all on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. The more that we've gone deeper into this exam, the more I've realized that it would be very hard for a general teacher to teach IELTS well, because there's just so many nuances to this test that a TOEFL teacher doesn't know, or that a vocabulary grammar teacher just doesn't know.
Totally. Totally. I mean, oh my gosh. When I first started teaching IELTS, I was just drowning in like material. I didn't know what to choose or what to say or what, you know, cause, it's tough.
Interesting.
It's tough to teach. It's tough to study. So definitely find a qualified professional to help you. Listen to our podcast. Listen to all of the ones that we've done so far, right?
Absolutely.
Lindsay, didn't you just get an email from someone, from a listener who got a 7 or 7.5?
Yes, we did. We got an email from a listener who got some excellent results from listening to this podcast. Now, that listener was already very advanced, right? So not everyone can just listen to the podcast and increase their score automatically, but we really get you guys started. We have pieces of gold all over the iTunes store for you guys.
nuggets of wisdom and gold. Yes.
Guys, if you want to get a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam, you need to know how to master the speaking section. And in our free IELTS video training, we will show you 5 guaranteed ways to increase your speaking score. So get it now at allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. That's awesome. So basically, Jessica, what you're saying is if we only have 30 days or 60 days, we need to kind of start by surveying the situation, right? Take a look at the practice test, see where our level is, and then go ahead and start to work with someone, but someone who really has strategies.
Yeah. So if I'm going to break it down into 3 steps, I'd say first, familiarize yourself with the test by going to a bookstore, going to a library, looking at practice tests online. Then do your research, find a qualified course, a qualified teacher, qualified program, and then make a schedule for yourself so you make sure to use that month or 2 months as wisely and efficiently as you can to get that balanced practice that we talked about.
Yeah, I think that might be one thing that's really missing for a lot of students, a lot of our listeners. They don't have a daily plan, a daily schedule where they know exactly what to do each day. We really waste time when we don't know what to do.
Oh my gosh. I do. I waste time when I don't know what to do. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. No, make a list, guys. Find some of our episodes where we outline exactly how to use your time to get balanced practice and better your English and to better your testing skills, because you need both of those things. So you need a teacher, you need good materials, you need a good course, but you also need to organize yourself, right? Like be self-motivated to get that work done.
Oh, yeah. And I think that part is a given, right? We need to assume that our listeners are going to have that motivation, right? Because if that's not there, and we can talk about this in other episodes, which would be really interesting, how to motivate ourselves, how to get inspired. But if that's not there, then none of these strategies or systems or daily plans are going to work.
That's true. And that, like, if you're not motivated to do this, then why are you going to all this trouble, right?
Yeah.
So, maybe first evaluate your goals and think about what your big goals are, you know? Like, why do you want this score? What do you want to study? Where are you headed?
Yeah, exactly. Thinking about our dreams. So, okay, that's a really good plan for someone who has 30 or 60 days. But what about if we're approaching this with a more long-term perspective, Jessica? What if we have 6 months to a year, for example? Where would you start at that point?
Okay, that's a really good question. And I really hope our listeners have that much time.
Yes.
You know, if you have a year, I seriously do not start practicing the test right away. Don't. Mm. Because if you spend too much time on the test, I've seen this happen. It's just like, it's just sad for me.
What
to
have you
see.
Seen happen? What do people do?
They focus on the test too much.
Okay.
And they don't spend time on their general English, and then they just get burnt out. They do too much test practice, and their scores don't go up after a while.
Okay.
You know, because they're just too burnt out on it. So I would say take three or – if you have a year, right?
Okay.
Like take 3 or 4 months to just focus on your English skills. Take a general English class. Listen to the other podcast, the Allers English podcast.
Yes.
Find someone on iTalki to practice with. Just focus on improving your overall English ability, because that has to be there first before you can do well on the test, right?
That's like your foundation, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. You need that strong base. Because, you know, if you start practicing the test and you don't have strong English ability, you're not going to even understand what the test is asking you.
True. Right. You won't understand the listening instructions even.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And like, how disappointing is that? So, take 3 or 4 months to just work on your overall English ability, even if you are intermediate and advanced. Just take that time to focus on your overall English skills, and then do those three steps that we said before. Find good materials, find a good course, make a study plan.
Okay. So around, you know, the 8 months before, or maybe 6 months before, you'd start to hone in on your study plan a little bit more?
Totally. Like? I think 6 months of focused test practice is more than enough.
Awesome. I like that plan. And the one thing I want to bring up is you had mentioned in a previous episode, Jessica, the importance of scheduling the exam way in advance, right?
Yeah. So one reason obviously is because you need a lot of time to prepare, but also IELTS is just growing and growing and growing. You know, it's tough to find a seat in a test center right away. So you do need to plan way in advance to make sure that you get a seat on the day that you want, because tests fill up really fast.
Awesome. Awesome. So the best way to be confident and to walk into this exam ready is to really set out your plan from the beginning and work with the amount of time that you have. Don't panic, right? Regardless of how much time you have, just be smart about how you use it.
Yeah, exactly. You can, you know, if you have a good, strong plan, and if you are motivated and willing to work hard every day, and it's not like 8 hours a day, you know, just like working every day for like a couple hours on this goal, then you'll do fine. You will do your best on the exam. You know, you'll give it your best. So
I love it. This is great. Well, thank you for kind of laying out these two plans, the 1 year plan and the 1 to 2 month plan. So we want to wish our listeners the best of luck with this. Thank you, Jessica, for hanging out today.
Good luck, guys. Oh, and I have an idea. If someone does have a really good study plan that they are working with, that you planned for yourself, that is working really well for you, and you feel like you're making a lot of improvements, please share it with us.
Yeah,
and maybe you could even, you know, talk about it on the show with us about your study plan that really works.
I love that. We'd love to have some of our listeners on the show so that we can interview.
Awesome.
I know. So if you're interested, if you have cracked the code, if you have figured out this IELTS plan and how to do it yourself, then drop me an email at lindsay@allearsenglish.com and let's talk about getting you on the show so we can interview you.
Good idea, Jessica. I like it. All right. Well, thanks, Lindsay. Have a wonderful afternoon.
All right. You too. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.